Hear the word of the Lord, first as it is written in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, the part of the story that comes right before our recitation. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed wife, being great with child. And it came to pass that while they were there, the days were fulfilled that she should bring forth. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, and keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they feared with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For to you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David. And this shall be the sign to you: you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory in the highest to God, and on earth peace, goodwill among men." We read also in the spiritual diary a passage titled, "Concerning the Learned of This Age." It compares the learned with the shepherds. It was several times permitted that the learned might be present when I was writing those things which concern the internal sense of the word. And then at once obscurity occurred, and also a difficulty of understanding anything, except that from them there was a sphere that nothing at all could be understood, for their spheres have this property in them. But when there were present such as were not learned, but yet were strong in the power of comprehension, and lived in good, and were placed in authority, then immediately there was light, and every single thing was understood. It was then shown that when those were present who were not learned, there was light, and they perceived all and every one of those ideas. And it was granted to say that in the world, these things from heaven cannot be received by the learned, but by those who are not learned. It was granted to say also that this is just as with the shepherds who made known the birth of the Lord. They were able to receive and believe, and from the good of faith to make it known, but not the rabbis. If an angel had inflowed with that announcement with the rabbis, it would be immediately rejected and destroyed. And thus it was in the world with the internal sense of the word. If, however, the learned were in good, then they would be in that disposition that they would wish to know the truth, and would so suffer themselves to be led and to pay attention, but not to command. And then those truths could have been received by them. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.